Yeah, really, yeah, and get this document reviewed and that.
Hey, thanks for changing this meeting time. I was meeting with the ebook ILL Lehigh NYU people, so that was fun. But thank you for adjusting the time, Jakob. Did you all start anywhere yet, or do you want to do any like updates first, Jakob, or dive into
Yeah,
the
we can
future
do
of
that. Yeah,
Monero?
we can just do a quick update. I'm on the go and my laptop is about to die, unfortunately, and I don't see a socket nearby. How about you share your screen, Mallory, and then we go. Let's look at the updates and then let's look at the documents. And if my laptop dies at some point, I'll just reconnect my phone.
Oh gosh, it'd be helpful if I unmuted myself. All right, hopefully everyone can see the board. I know I have a couple things that I need to ask Trove about tonight. So, Jakob added some notes for me on some of these. So, I will do that. Ian, how are things going? Have you been able to kick off the upgrade yet? Sorry if you already said so.
Ian might be in another meeting. I don't know what he meant.
Oh,
Chatty
he
says
says something about being.
double booked.
I don't know how that works.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay. Anyway, I will check with him on the status of the upgrade in a little bit. So yeah, anyway, hopefully we can get them upgraded today and they'll be happy, etc. That's my goal. All right, let's see here. Jason, are you here? How are things going?
I'm about to give up on this. It's just not worth it. Especially if we decide to not even keep up with Monero stuff. Because, yeah, I don't know. I should learn how to use Helm anyways. Sorry, context. This is the trying to get my dev environment running Ramsons. After rebuilding it a bunch of times, I have it now actually building the thing. But when I try to enable modrs and mod directory running locally, they just kind of hang.
That sounds frustrating.
But there's like seven more things it could be. And unfortunately, I also had. There's a slight possibility that it's because I switched from installing it with ASDF to Nix, which doesn't mean anything to anyone, but that's fine. So that's like another thing that it could have been. So I probably actually should have tried rebuilding it with the existing, like just going back just in case that somehow is involved, but it like did everything else and it was running the environment that I had there. Anyhow, this is all very fiddly. Ian had mentioned setting up a Docker Compose for someone. Maybe I should try that again. Part of why I didn't use Docker Compose was there are just so many modules that it would take a long time to write up config for that. And I think it would be, I don't know offhand, but I think you can't assign domains to each of the things. So you'd have to configure each container to run on a different port, potentially. And that seems like it would be very fiddly as well, because you have to remember, it's like, is mod users on port 80, 93, or whatever? I don't know. But I would be curious to see what Ian came up with for that, as it would probably actually overall be a lot less unwieldy than all these Kubernetes things, which do have the nice advantage that I can, for the most part, use some files that DevOps has been using for various other systems. So I didn't have to do quite as much fiddling around with config, but it's always so almost.
So much else going on.
For the Docker Compose thing, I was just setting up the
Actually,
crosslink broker in mock directory for the crosslink partners at SUNY.
Oh, you are here. Awesome. Okay, so then, yeah, it would be very fiddly to set up a Docker Compose file for an entire reshare environment.
Yeah, I think it would be pretty annoying.
Okay, so it's probably worth trying to get this to work then, rather than consider going down that route. But I might, yeah, I don't know. It could be a case that we could get away with way less of this stuff if with whatever we're building next.
Remind me, why do you need to set this up locally? Is it
Because it's
because
how I
it's nice to
develop it.
have, or?
It's, well, I need to be
Yeah,
able
but
to de but yeah, so we're not, yeah, if we're not going to go to Ramsons, then I guess it doesn't matter.
is this a
So
need because of ZFL, because they need to run it with whatever they're running on Folio or something?
yes, but
yeah,
that's done,
probably.
right?
And
So
also, okay,
how did you
what's
do
done
it?
is I got the UI working on Ramsons. I don't have a local environment where the back end is running Ramsons.
Gotcha. So you ported UI locally, and what did you use as the backend?
I used whatever is running on SLNP 3 and 4.
Is that Ramsons?
No, probably not. But the issue was getting the Stripes modules and stuff running. Like getting the front end to build reasonably, getting a coherent front end that was working the browser, because they were seeing issues
Yeah.
in the JavaScript console, that kind of thing. Like the front end wasn't working.
But you were
So
able to use that Ramsons front end against the SLNP backend?
yes, it
That's surprising, isn't it?
the back end wasn't super relevant in this situation. I don't know. I didn't extensively test the Folio
Gotcha.
modules. I was just interested in getting the reshare modules to build with the Ramsons front end dependencies.
Okay. And now you're trying to get the Folio Ramsons backend running
Not the entire
locally.
Folio Ramsons back end for ZFL, but the few pieces that we use for reshare broadly, so that
Gotcha. Yeah.
can do development going forward. But that was just sort of, since there didn't seem to be anything else in particular for me to do, that seemed like a thing that I could work on that would be useful.
Yeah.
But I'm very open to
I
working on other
mean,
things.
yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, maybe don't spend a whole lot of time on it if it's problematic.
And yeah, I could start digging back into the directory, for example,
Yeah.
if we're
And
actually
I just
looking at
wonder,
gearing up to make a.
so guys, just to close that ZFL release, Is your stuff, Jason, already deployed? Your UI changes, the Ramson stuff on the SLNP? Like, what's the next step there to get that release out to them with those fixes that you guys have been working on?
Which ticket? They're all different. Like,
Yeah,
for
so we
example, the
have those tickets
directed.
in review and who's reviewing that?
I
For my,
think that. Go ahead.
I gotta say, for my part, I still have some back-end ZFL tickets that are still gonna need some
Yeah.
work. 156, like I'm still have not been able to replicate. Deborah
Okay,
tried to
but before
replicate
we
it.
move to your tickets,
Okay.
Kurt, there's like three tickets that Jason has in review. And that's been for a while now. So who's reviewing that?
It would normally probably be Deborah, but she's, not here anymore, right? So.
Deborah is right. I mean, Deborah is retired. So who do we expect to review this? Tara? Did we
Yeah,
talk
I
about
think it's
this
gonna.
on Tuesday?
Each of
Yeah.
these, and so like they're each different. So if we're looking at the number of directory entries, okay, well, Ian said that he put 150 directory entries in SLNP1. But it's not clear to me if SLNP1 is running the mod directory version from the tip of the main branch.
No, so the last time, 2 weeks ago, there was a meeting with Tara, David, other folks, one of those weekly meetings. And I think one of the outcomes from that meetings was that David was supposed to set up a new environment for the Ramson stuff.
Okay, well, that would be this. That would be this ticket. So you maybe can assign it to David. But the other one with the number of directory entries would
No, let's
require,
not reassign it out to anybody because this ticket has
or
like
whatever.
no
Like
description whatsoever.
however you decide who's going to review it,
I
who
think we
takes
have a
it next?
problem here. I mean, we have a bunch of tickets. They are getting fixed. It's unclear who should review it, and it's unclear to me like what is the completion criteria for this. I mean, we need to get to the bottom of this. So I don't know. Either we ask Tara to join this meeting because clearly the other meeting just doesn't work. Or I don't know how, Mallory, if you have any ideas. But I mean, we need to wrap this up, get this release out, tested locally, and then out to them, and then move on.
So the thing is, for two of these at least, Tara can't just unilaterally review it because the one with the extra directory entries, it's not even clear to me if that's running the fixed code, which is on the main branch of mod directory. And if it is running that fixed code, the way to review it would be to request these 150 directory entries from the API and use JQ or something to count how many
No,
entries are
no.
in
I
the
mean,
JSON array that comes back.
that's not the issue we want to fix, Jason, right? So the issue they reported
So
is that they cannot
the
page.
issue is a filter in the dropdown that needs
Exactly.
to
And so
contain.
that's how
So do you
Tara
want
needs
her
to
to
review it.
count the entries in there to make sure there's 150 and not 100? That's not a reasonable
Well, so
task.
Tara needs to be able to go to log into the UI and page over those entries and see that more than 100 is displayed.
Right, so you want her to count them. They're in a little
That's
dropdown on the
how.
side of the filters. That's not
No,
a
I want them to use the
realistic
UI
thing to
to
ask of a
essentially
person. The way
reproduce
to
the
test it
issue
is to.
that the customer has.
Okay, whatever.
Didn't we have an issue with the testing
So
that one
the.
because we didn't even have enough entries in the test environment to
Yeah, Ian put 150, but it's not clear if it's
Okay.
running the
Yeah,
code.
Ian's
And it's
fixed
not a
up.
reasonable way to test it to count them manually. That's insane.
But nobody's going to count them manually, right? I mean, we know we have 150 entries, and we know that the system was limited to showing 100. So all she needs to do is go to the UI and see that 150 is displayed.
And it doesn't say account because it is a drop down on the filter on the side. It's not the patron requests. It's the number of suppliers or requesters in the filter.
Okay.
Is there like a particular supplier she could look for, just like that wasn't there before?
Don't think so because this list of suppliers was just created by Ian.
And how are they called? Like, do we what names did we use? What's gonna show in the drop down?
I mean, if they're in some particular order, she could look for like the first and the last, right?
Or if we call it supplier 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 150, then it's very easy to see that 101 is not displayed.
Ian, I don't know if you can hear us right now, but like, did you label those in some fashion that would make it easy to check?
I'm sorry, say it again. So we're talking about the directory entries. Do you guys want to just assign that to me to verify? I can check the version that's on SLMP and make sure it's working.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
I'll just make sure that I'll talk with Jason or Jakob if I need to, and just make sure that I have everything that is trying to we're trying to test, and I can count the entries, in the inspector or whatever it is.
Yeah, just make an
Okay,
API
and
request and get and have something count the number of elements in the array. Like
sure.
it physically have like a the way the controller class was set up, it couldn't return more than 100 of anything. And so that was the underlying issue that was causing the UI thing. So if you can make an API request and it now actually can return all 150
Okay.
directory entries, then so long as it still works in the UI, that you still see things populated in that list. The fact that you are
Yeah,
now able to actually query for
but Jason,
150.
that's what we want to verify, right? That it actually works in the UI. Because maybe now it's a different problem where the component
Right. That's
displays
why you look to
weirdly
see
a
that
little
it
bit later.
still works. Yes, you see that it still works in the UI, but the counting part to see that it's doing
Yeah, but the
150,
bottom
you
line
do
is
programmatically.
nobody cares about the API request. We want to see them shown
Well, I
properly
care
in the
about it because
UI.
that means it's actually using the new
Then make
code
a
and the
unit
new
test
code is
for that.
actually working.
Yeah, then make a unit test for that and verify that.
I don't know
I mean,
how
what
the
we care
testing works
about
in
is
Mod
the.
Directory.
Yeah,
And we're getting
but
rid of
again,
it, so I don't care to
what
learn.
the issue that we care about is that they show properly in the UI, and that's what needs to be verified. Because the customer doesn't care about the API, right? They care about the UI. That's why the problem was reported to us. Okay, well, if Ian can verify that, let's just do it. I'm still a bit unclear what is the process here for getting those tickets fixed, reviewed, and then preparing a release. I don't know. Do we need to ask Tara and David to join this meeting? Because
Either
we have
that
kind of a
or set up a
disagreement.
separate cycle of meetings for ZFL, but maybe it's easier if we just have a consolidated set of meetings because this is taking a long time. And apart from the specific question of how to test that one thing, it also sounds like we have sort of questions about the workflow of approval for these things that live over on the ZFL side. So having Tara here might be helpful if we don't want to have yet another meeting.
Or maybe
Yeah.
like she could come to one of, Tuesday or Thursday or something.
Yeah, let's maybe ask Tara and David to join us on the Tuesday call.
I
Or
meet
maybe
with Tara later so I can talk to her about it.
talk to her about this, and well, and there needs to be some action, right, from David to get the ramps and stuff deployed. I don't know where we are with that. So, Jason, the fixes you made in the UI, In the backend, sorry. This is deployed. Like, what isn't deployed is the updated frontend for Ramsons.
What are we talking about?
And the
We
I'm
don't know
talking about
the back
the
end of
default
deploy. Right. So which fixes? So like which it's on a per ticket basis that we can even think about this. There are
Well, I
different things
saw
in
two
different
tickets
places.
a moment ago. One of them just disappeared. Why did it disappear?
Yeah.
It disappeared because I assigned it to Ian because he's going to do the QA on it.
Okay, good. So we've got two tickets, right? Support Ramsons stripes. So that needs to be reviewed. We've got update
Right, but it,
hard-coded phrases. That needs to be reviewed. And we've got the 100 whatever issues that needs to be reviewed.
so the support Ramsons and stripes, that was some changes I did to the master branch of platform RS to add in the Ramsons versions of dependencies. And I was able to use that platform to successfully build a reshare front end that worked without having to update the other modules. So I just had to make some changes to the platform versions. But that's not the platform that's being used for ZFL. And so those versions need to be updated in whatever platform that is. And
So the
build UI
modern
with
part,
it.
so the
That's
right, so the
that.
platform that is used by ZFL needs to be updated based on the changes you made on a different branch.
Right. And on that branch, it was confusing because I wasn't sure because it looked like they were actually using the Trove UI. Like that platform branch had gotten
Yeah,
interesting.
but I thought we discussed this on Monday and it was your
Right.
mistake. We were looking at the wrong branch.
They're using that release 118.x on the Open Library Environment platform branch. But I think, if we're going to figure out Trove stuff, it would be helpful to have David here. Because he's been maintaining that branch.
Yeah. Guys, let's create a ticket. So, Mallory, if you could create a ticket. Assign it to David and link it up to this ticket that Jason has in the review to deploy those changes to an SLNP environment for verification. Then Jason, maybe you can drop a comment there about the details of what needs to happen, right? Where did you make your changes? Yeah, maybe point David to where did you make those changes so he knows like what changes he needs to apply on the correct branch.
And it does seem like it's using a 120 version. I linked to the specific line in the file that I'm talking about
And
on the
120 is the one for 12, or
yes.
so the wrong one basically.
At any rate,
Okay.
the major version of stripes in use on the earlier stuff, like it does seem that UIRS 119, which is the version for ZFL, or what I thought was the version for ZFL, it's still using the same version of, like, same major version of the UI stuff. So it probably will still work.
Yeah, but we also want to make sure that we don't ship them stroke stuff.
Right, and that seems to be another issue with like what I linked to there.
Okay. Where did you put the link?
Reshare dev on Slack.
We sure don't. Okay. Because
Where,
which
there's no point
SL
using
in
the chat for Zoom because the chat for Zoom disappears.
Yeah, I see the problem. I see it now. Okay. Yeah, which SLMP? That's a good question. So maybe just call it SLMP Ramsons.
Wow.
Yeah. Again,
Okay.
my last understanding was that he was supposed to create a new environment for it. But maybe they changed their minds. Honestly, I don't know. So let's just create that so we have the clarity of what needs to happen from our point of view to get those tickets closed, reviewed and closed. And then we can ask David and Tara to join just to get on the same page. Okay.
Okay.
And what about the hard-coded phrases? Is that also something that requires this new platform or?
So that's stuff that I merged to 119. And that was back when we thought we would upgrade. Like it was generally understood that we would eventually be upgrading to 119. And Tara thought they'd be fine to wait until 119. So that stuff hasn't been backported.
Okay. Yeah, it needs to be backported. Is it a lot of work to backport it?
That actually was split across a few commits. So I would need to look in a couple of different Git repos and backport a few commits, and hopefully, I don't think it needed to change. Actually, well, there might actually be some merge conflicts that need to be gone through, but I think most of it should cherry pick cleanly. It's a
If you
couple
don't mind,
hours work,
Jason,
maybe.
yeah, if you don't mind, just get it backported because it's gonna be easier, I think, to get this reviewed and
Well, once we
to
have
make
that
the
discussion about what if we're actually upgrading anything, maybe that's better to
yeah.
also maybe good to find out from David if there's actually a reason why he's using the new UIRS on that 118 branch.
Yeah, drop a comment there on that ticket that Mallory just created to clarify this. Maybe there was, other than that, probably he just took the latest.
Or what was the latest at the time? Yeah.
Or yeah, what was the latest at the time? Okay, so let's put this back in progress, and let's have it backported. Okay. All right. Should we move on to the two ZFL tickets that Kurt has?
Yeah, Kurt, where do you want to start?
I mean, I don't know if we need to spend much time talking about them, but I'll just kind of. So 156, that one is weird because just no one's been able to replicate it in our dev environment. I think Deborah went in and tried several permutations, could not get the stuck state to show again. So I haven't circled back to it yet. I guess I can try to see if I can maybe come with an integration test I can force it into there. I don't know yet. But it's kind of weird because it's kind of some quasi state that they see in their deploy, but we can't ever get it to show up in our environment. That's just kind of where that one is.
I feel like she might have had success with this, but I can talk to, well, I guess that was pretty old, so maybe not.
Last I talked to Deborah about it, she was not able to get it showing again. So, and she tried several different things. This one here, 224, I am currently investigating that one.
So guys, hold on. Let's decide on the next step for the one that's been standing still for over a month now. Do we want to kick it back to the customer at this point? So like we cannot reproduce basically, right? If we cannot reproduce, we cannot fix it.
Is it still happening for them?
Well, that's a good question, right? So I think if we kick it back, maybe they tell us, hey, we cannot replicate this either.
Is there a way that they can show us on their system somehow, I guess?
I guess another question would be, can they reliably reproduce it at the end?
Exactly. And maybe take a video, you know, like if we cannot access their system, maybe they can reproduce and do a video, show us, or take screenshots, you know.
We may be able to log in. I don't know if we can actually log into that system, but that at least
Can
if
we get
it.
logs from them for that time frame as well, so that we can sort of see what was happening?
Well, let's start with just asking them to give us a proof of reproduce it and give us screenshots. I mean, that usually forces them to actually go back and try something. And if that's not successful, I'm inclined to tell, hey, you know, if you if it works for you, we're not gonna fix this. We have identical environment ourselves, so I mean, there must be a way to reproduce it if it's really broken.
Yeah, you'd come. That's the right question you're asking, Mallory. I think.
Yeah, and I don't think we have access. I think Mike Grell said he was gonna try to like force them to give us access, but I so far I think that's been a thing that they wouldn't let us have access for some reason. Okay, so I pinged Tara there, but I'm also gonna chat with her today, so I will try to get to the bottom of that. And
Maybe
let her know
let's
that.
send that to Tara, because I don't see a point of this being assigned to cards, you know, when there is nothing we can do about this.
Done.
Okay,
Okay, thank
and
you.
then so 224, I am currently looking into that one. I you know I found this, you know, where it looks at the setting for the autoresponder, and it sends a different message if it's there. I haven't quite figured out exactly what would cause it to go to the document available, but I think I'm kind of closing in on it. I'm still just trying to get my head around the ZFL event structure, since I'm not terribly familiar with it. But it looks like I should be able to sometime today, hopefully, figure out exactly what's going on there and get that corrected. Doesn't seem
Check
to.
if you can reproduce this card, because if it's again one of those issues that it's not easy to reproduce, it might
No,
make sense.
this one Deborah like encountered when she was doing documentation for us. So this wasn't even reported by the customer. This is something she ran into.
Okay, hold on. So let's just look at this. So supplier marks a copy request cannot supply. When copy autoresponder status is off, the requester's request gets incorrectly updated to document available.
And or documents applied.
How can that be? How can it be and or document supplied?
See, that's what I'm not terribly sure about. You know, I'm st you know, so I was looking at the transitions that we had defined there to see if I can figure out what exactly is going on.
Yeah, but try to reproduce this, because this is like, is that even possible? I mean, it needs to transition to one or the other.
Is it the case that there's not a customer ticket, that this is not something that is actually bothering them, just something that Deborah came across?
I think that's
I
the
think,
case.
yeah.
This feels a little, I don't know.
Do we want to make an issue of it if they're not saying anything, or
Like, if it literally is not happening in normal use, then I we it, it just feels like we're digging pretty deep. Do we not have better stuff to do?
So try to maybe put a comment there, Mallory, that well, this is not a customer issue. And Kurt, just try to see if you can reproduce it, if there's anything fishy. So do you know how to do it?
Not great, but I could probably ask Tara to walk me through it on the test environment.
Well, another option is that we kick it back to Tara as well.
I gave Jason some how to place a request in ZFL, and I don't know where it is, but I can find that too. That some documentation that Deborah wrote, but we can also kick it.
I mean, if
Well,
Tara's
that's
gonna
what I'm
test it,
thinking, Chris.
I would not mind, watching her test it just so I can get a feel for how she does that,
Yeah, maybe if you can link up the documentation that Deborah left, there's a step.
Yeah.
Maybe Kurt could follow that and see if something fishy is going on.
We have like a web interface to generate the ZFL request, right? That we use for the testing thing.
Yeah, exactly. Is that documented? Is that documented in the documentation already? Did you see it?
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
there's
what she's
like,
talking about.
oh
It tells
yeah.
you how to
Yes,
do everything.
associated.
This is like copy and paste this into this little screen and hit post. I think she describes differences between copies and loans somewhere in here too.
Cool. But the problem seems to be, in a nutshell, that she tried to unfill, like she tried to do cannot supply, but it would still go to document available or document delivered on the requester. That's a pretty serious bug, right? If that's the case. Do
Right.
we agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we should see unfilled.
Well, it
That is
says,
the
well, so she says it should state a state of new, there, as opposed. Is that the expected behavior when you say unfilled that the requester says a
Oh
new?
my goodness, no. Really? Well, if supplier marks a copy request cannot supply, we would expect it to go to unfilled. Wondering?
That would be my understanding of how we'd what we'd expect.
Well, test it, right? I mean, if it behaves sort of as expected, then I think let's close this ticket.
All right.
This state model is still a little bit of a I'm not super familiar still, so I need to get up to speed on there,
Yeah, me too.
which will, yeah. Well, if you do chat with Tara, let me know. Maybe I'll lurk.
We just need to get aligned, right, with how those tickets should be reviewed. Is David working on the Ramson's environment to allow Tara and whoever else is going to review it? Because I feel like we have almost all of those tickets completed now, so we just need to get them reviewed and confirmed and get that release out to them and move on, right? Make them happy for a while, and start doing some other stuff.
That sounds readable.
Ian, were you able to kick off the Trove production upgrade?
I'm working on it now. Well, I'm not now, but it's underway. Yeah, it's not
Okay.
the big job isn't running yet, but it will be soon.
Okay, thank you. Should we shift to this document? Does everyone have a copy of this? Let me just put that into. And this is sort of related to like Jakob, you saying like let's close out these ZFL tickets and move on. I think like there's just like questions about what that means.
Yeah, very well. Could be, yeah. On the other hand, maybe as we discuss this, let's maybe not try to marry this to ZFL, the set of tickets that we have already fixed for ZFL. Because they've been late waiting for those
Right.
updates for too long, right? I mean, we don't want to make this even longer.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Well, to backport it regardless of what we decide.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, with that one exception, right, with those labels that you're gonna backport, but everything else has been backported, right?
Are we going to talk about the dock now? Sorry, my thing was muted.
Sorry, what, Kurt?
No, sorry, I thought I didn't hear anyone talking, and then I realized that my volume was turned all the way down, so I think I sat on my button. So, apologies.
Me, yeah, because laptop died.
Well, that was a nice coincidence.
Oh, okay. So he, yeah, okay. Jason, you put this document together. Thank you very much. We've got two different votes, but maybe it would be helpful to just talk through the options a little bit. Is so? Did you say Jakob dropped, or is he still here?
No, I'm still here. I don't need
Oh,
to
okay.
drop
Sorry.
though, so yeah, so just you know, I will need to drop at some point, but you guys please continue without me.
Well, do you want to talk about why you vote for option one, Jakob?
Yeah, I put a comment there. I was thinking about this because when we discussed this on Tuesday, I was a bit torn actually. I didn't really make up my mind. But the reason why I vote for this option is that I feel like making that polished 119 release will detract that detract us from what we can be doing otherwise, which is focusing on the ModRS re replacement and that directory implementation, which is what we need to do anyway. So I feel like my, you know, mental position right now is okay, all hands on board. Let's get focused on this. Let's limit distractions. And 119 will be just a big distraction, a polished one, right? Because we suddenly need to test it in three different configurations. So far, we've only tested it in the trove configuration, which is broker mode. We would need to test it for ZFL, which is a very different state model. And we would need to test it for our regular customers, which is another a different configuration again. Fix any potential issues that we discover during this testing. Schedule upgrades with the customers, which is already a distraction to us and to them. And then deal with any fallout. And there will be fallout. I just know that, you know, there will be fallout because our testing will never capture all the problems, right? It's hard to assess how much work there is, but this is gonna be mental time that we need to put into it. And dev and DevOps, right? So that's why I feel like, what's the benefit? The benefit is to prevent us from maintaining three branches. That's nice, but is the overhead of doing that going to match, you know, the amount of time we have to put into polishing that release? So that's one. And the other issue, the other reason is sort of limited value for our customers, because none of those features is stuff they're waiting for. It's in some cases nice to have, but overall what they want is Alma support. And it's not going to enable that anyway. So I feel like, you know, let's not do it. Let's focus on the ModRS replacement, the new directory. And as you know, sooner we get there, the better we can upgrade them then. So that's my thinking.
How clear are we on a 2.0 path? Like that still needs to be engineered and everything like that. Or do we have like an idea of what needs to be done already?
Yeah, I mean the 2.0 is sort of, I would say, more of a vision than
Right,
anything
okay.
specific, right? There could be different elements to it, but the two biggest elements there is directory, you know, finishing up the directory implementation and replacing ModRS with the patron request API in the broker. So it's two big chunks of work. So I don't know, months probably. My gut feeling is that if we don't get too many distractions, then we'll be four people, five people working on this, April, May next year, we should be in a place where we can start thinking about releasing it. But that's my gut feeling, right? I mean, reality will verify that. But on the other hand, no matter how long it's gonna take, if we get a lot of distractions, it's gonna take longer.
Right. It's like, but the thing is, it's distractions up front versus distractions along the way. Whereas the cost of having the three forks, because if it's never going to come back together, they're not just branches, they're forks if it's never coming back. It builds up along the time. And so if it does wind up being longer than 6 or 8 months, if it's more like a year or two, then the aggregate mental load and energy taken by keeping the three different things and juggling them, it's going to add up.
I guess I
And
have to.
meanwhile, that also means that when we're migrating, we have to do three different migrations. Although, because the state models and things are different anyways, I don't know if that's actually that big of a change, because we're already kind of doing three different migrations anyways that way. And then the one point that we hadn't talked about that I put in the document was there's sort of a political angle to it, in that they're not running the same software now. And so in some ways that creates distance between Trove and the rest of the community, because they're not in some ways actually sharing the platform. They're just potentially eventually sharing the platform. But I don't know how real that is either.
I don't think that's real. I mean, I it is real from our perspective, but nobody outside of this room would perceive that.
Okay, good.
The thing that sort of pulls me in Jacob's direction on this is just the low value for the users. Like if we, I you worry about the workload, right? The new functionality in 119, none of that is really anything that people are clamoring for in the US. The thing that people really want from a functional perspective is the ISO interoperability stuff. That's a huge jump, but that requires us to come up with a solution for the directory. I mean, we could theoretically have a jump, I presume, where we would transition the US customers to a brokered mode before we have 2.0. And I know that there is political interest in that. Minutex is clamoring for it because they're struggling financially, and being able to show that value for the Alma libraries is huge for them. And we know that there are people in Palsy that would like to see it. So I don't know if that's another option.
It kind of is.
That we might think about, Mallory and other pieces. My heart is also saying we should be focusing everything on getting 2.0 to happen, and try to avoid distractions. And even the Trove folks don't really want to see a lot of updates anyway. They are really pushing us to just keep things stable. I haven't had an impression that the ZFL people are pushing us really hard for updates. So the US consortia that make up the bulk of the steering committee, I think would probably engage, would buy into an idea of keeping the system pretty fixed, like, and not that the highest priority. We have socialized the idea of the highest development priority being to retire Mod.IS. So that sort of continue with three options might really be a lot of maintenance and absolute minimum changes other than security issues or bugs, for what it's worth. Like, nobody's expecting a development roadmap for any of those versions if we have the primary focus being replacing, moving to 2.0.
Right. But security issues can be pretty big. Like, if I really don't want to backport a migration from this code base to Grail 6 to all the branches. That would be annoying.
Yeah, it makes sense. And of course, ZFL forces us to track folio, I suppose, right? So we have to be wherever they need to be on their folio release, because we're running it in the same tenant.
And so there's also the option too, where we upgrade ZFL to 119, and then that saves me from doing the backcording that I'm about to have to do. And it also means that we only have two instead of three. So we've gotten rid of half of the extra unnecessary releases that we have to think about.
I don't know how that
Without,
possibly
and
works.
it's also not as big of a leap because there's actually probably more change between 117 and 118 for ZFL that can break things than between 118 and 119, because that was that huge push to, like, we retooled the way ISO messages were generated and stuff. I think that is more likely to cause issue than the changes we made for Trove. Although that workflow is more similar, so maybe not.
That's interesting. Can I just ask?
It's yes, sir.
Yeah, Mallory, can I ask that there's a roadmap document that's circulating in draft form in the steering committee that caught me by surprise because it suggested that the product team wanted to spend 4 to 5 months evaluating Crosslink as a replacement for Mod-IS. And I kind of wonder how that made it into a document, and if you were in a meeting where that was evaluated, and if there's some thought behind it, because I vented to Alan about it because I'm like, hey, this is what we want to do now. In what universe does it make sense for the product team to spend 5 months evaluating Crosslink? I'm sure if there'd been a conversation.
I thought that they had more or less like realized that we were going to have to do the crosslink piece, but maybe I've missed the last two product committee meetings, so it's possible I missed some development, like some update there. But I can try to chase that down. I had thought that their primary goal was for us to focus on tech debt so that we can start doing other things. And focusing on tech debt is this, right? So,
Yeah. Okay. So that doesn't seem like you've heard anything that I hadn't heard. It's just weird.
yeah.
I guess I'll shoot out a response to that or something. But
I'll see if I can find that too. It's possible I just missed something in the fold, but
I'll share with you.
okay, thank you.
Jacob, do you have a take on that option three?
Sorry, guys, I just joined because I couldn't connect, so I don't know what you were discussing exactly.
Yeah, just wondering if you had a take. So Jason was just talking about option three, and whether there was some value because ZFL, I don't know. Which, as we've heard earlier, there's brittleness. Would there be some value in not worrying so much about what we're running in the US, but to get ZFL up to speed with 119?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there is any value. Not for ZFL. I mean, the value is like if we envision that the rewrite's gonna take longer, and it might, and we want to protect ourselves from having to maintain three different versions because we will have to do it, then getting everybody on the same, of course, helps, right? Prevents that. But just doing ZFL, no. It's too little that we will need to do for them to give
So
any
the comment
benefits.
that I had there, though, was that ZFL is already on 118, and there was a bigger change between 117 and 118 than between 118 and 119. So I think getting ZFL to 119 is a lot easier and has a lot fewer potential
No, I
problems
get
than
that.
getting
Sure.
Palissy to 119. And then it cuts down from having two extra versions to one extra version. It gets rid of half the extra versions.
Yeah. No,
So
I get that, Jason. I'm
it's a
not
smaller
questioning
list
that.
for half the value, but I also don't question the fact that I don't want to work on any of this stuff. I want to get rid of all the Grail stuff as soon as possible. So I would be very happy if we chose just leave it. Like
Yeah.
I'm not strongly on any of these sides. I just am afraid that it's going to take a longer time, and we're going to be stuck with it for a really long time because I think it's going to be at least a year.
But you guys know very well how it works with software development, right? I mean, there are estimates and there's reality. And at this point, it would be really stupid for anyone to say how long exactly it's going to take. But I know one thing for sure. More distractions we have, slower it's going to take. So, like, my approach is let's just cut everything else we can and focus on getting this shit done. So, and that's my biggest beef with option two and three. Like, it might occur that at the end of the day, it wasn't such a big deal. We manage, and it's going to simplify our life for the next couple of months until we get the replacement, or maybe even a year, right? But maybe it's just something that is going to drag behind us. And there's always problems, right? I mean, even like I'm thinking, even migration wise, even if there's not too many regressions, which we cannot tell, but let's say that there isn't, then migration will prompt the customer to test even more, and other things will pop up, things that maybe didn't work ever, and we will have to fix them, right? So, I mean, there's just gonna be this never ending story with this. And what's the benefit? Because for us, there's the only benefit is that it makes it slightly easier to maintain, but for a short term, right? It's just the short term that we will be addressing. It's not the long term benefit. So that's what I'm coming from, right? Forget about it. Pay the, yes, it's going to be a bit more painful in the short term to deal with it, but we know that in the long term, we have a replacement plan.
It's also is a clearer story for our stakeholders in some ways, and I think that people would buy into the idea of minimal changes. I mean, I hear that how you're saying, Jason, that security patches could be something, and I sure as heck hope that we wouldn't have to do a Grails migration. That would suck.
I mean, individual security patches are more likely, right? I mean, so if like the Jasper thing, we need to do it. We'll do it on three different branches. But yeah, but bigger changes like the Grails migration, that's probably out of the question. But I also don't know whether, like, is that really the only way to deal with security issues? Can we just beef up or bump up the individual versions, JSON of libraries within Grails that we know have
You
security?
can change individual versions, sure, but if you have three branches, then you have to test it on three branches. And if there's code that has to change to deal with the fact that you've changed major versions of
Yeah,
something,
no,
then
for
that has
sure,
to,
for sure, for sure.
And
I
of
get
course, you
that.
have to test it three times and run it in three different branches. Then you have to have development environments that run the three different.
Yeah, but security fixes are usually sort of limited in like scope, right? They're limited in functionality changes. So it's usually pain-free. I mean, not always, but usually.
Well, like I say, when it makes you upgrade major versions, that's the issue. And then it changes the API for something, and then you have to go deal with all that nonsense.
Well, another way to think about this is like looking back at how much maintenance we had to do on 117 and 118, right? It's not that much if we look, 1 year back, 2 years back. I mean, so if well, I'm assuming that it's going to be the same for the next year. So, I mean, we can deal with it.
Okay, that makes me feel better now that you're talking in terms of a year or two, because
No,
that's
but
closer to how I
sure. I
feel
mean,
it's going to take.
I think it's gonna take less. I think it's gonna take less. I believe it's gonna
I hope
take
it takes
less.
less.
But
I
we
hope so.
do we yeah. But do we need to be prepared for a longer time? Yes, we need to, right? I mean, plus there might be some other stuff that comes up, another project that comes up early next year, and suddenly we will need to decide. Do we, I don't know, hire more people? And that's, of course, going to slow down everything because, people need to get upskilled and so forth. So there's always something, there's always a delay that we must be prepared for. But even if it gets delayed, like working with three different branches is not nice, but we can do it. I mean, we've been doing it. We are doing it. Not a huge deal.
All
And
right.
actually, you can also say, Jason, not even three, right? Because what's going to happen is that we're going to get probably some more bug reports from ZFL. So that's two branches. We will probably want to fix it on master and then cherry pick, and then maybe some stuff from Minitex, if anything. Although I don't expect much from those guys, but there could be. Like, I think you guys did the index, right? Because they reported that slowness. And then we will decide case by case basis. Do we need to also backport to 119, 120? We'll see, right? It's also slightly different usage scenario in all of those cases. I'm not so much afraid of it, to be honest. It's not like we have 100 different customers.
If we have, if we thought it was going to be a year, and I guess I feel like if we've got a team that can work on addressing the directory, and we've got a team that is very fresh coming off of having built Crosslink that can add in the missing features associated with handling patron requests in Crosslink. Then I don't feel like a 6 month timeline is insane, but yeah, these things do take longer. But if we thought seriously that a year was the most likely estimate, there would be a higher pressure on us, I think, to try to get Crosslink into the US because people are somewhat clamoring for that interop stuff.
So what if we prioritize the directory? If we did the directory first, could we do the US in a Trove style?
I like that idea, but I can see it being a distraction too.
Yeah, I don't like that because I don't want to deal with ModRS anymore. I want Jakob to be right in all ways.
Yeah.
But
You
like
should just
realistically,
make Jakob right, and do our best to work tight on this and just make the shit happen. Like
yeah,
we've
but
never
guys,
fixed it before.
also I think we have enough resources in terms of developers to work on both things, right? Directory and Crosslink at the same time. It's not like we have to serialize this.
Right. The most likely project right now in my book that I'm crossing fingers for that might happen early next year would be the ZFL replacements. And there's no way that is going to work without dropping Model S. So if anything, that would bring more resources to that effort.
I mean, I have to think that if we are choosing a direction that we actually kind of hope for being good, it will actually boost our, energy and productivity as opposed to pouring resources into something that we know we hate and it's just going to go away anyway. That's
Yes,
that.
yes. There is a morale benefit to just walking away from that steaming pile of whatever.
Well, and there's a greenfield benefit of working in code that is manageable, that is pretty fresh, and that we have some ownership of, as opposed to
And that has reasonable testing.
wallowing around in yin scrap, other yin scrap. Are we converging on a thing? I would, for what it's worth, if we were to converge on option one, I do think it would make sense to keep a good bunch of pressure on the directory and to consider the option to move some all of the US consortia to a Trove model along the way.
When it starts to look more likely that we might move US to Trove, then it does start to make sense to get them onto 119 first, anyways, because that's what they'd be using in a Trove model.
Right, that would be part of that migration, basically. But it doesn't make sense to do that in two separate things and to fret about getting to 119 in advance of having the new directory.
I don't think it makes sense to plan for it, but it's nice to know that there is a backup plan, right? And it's gonna become a bit more, I mean, it's gonna crystallize as we go, right? So, I mean, it's nice to know that there is this option. So, if we If we are far along with directory, and let's say sometime, spring next year, we decide, hey, we really need to get the customers upgraded. That will suddenly become an option, right? So I kind of like that. And we get a bit
Fair
more
enough.
granular also with our upgrades. So I mean that's it's not, I think nice to capture it, but I don't know if we need to actively plan for it.
Just in terms of your gut feel, what's your level of confidence that 119 will work with the old directory?
Why are you asking so much?
I'm just asking Kurt, just because I think you did most of the work, right, to remove the dependency on the old directory, and to you added I think
Oh.
some of the more complex
I
changes
mean,
we've hidden behind the pizza flag.
we still had the old tests in there that work against the old stuff, and I
Gotcha.
haven't looked at it in a while, but we for a while we were making sure that stuff still worked in East West. So I don't think it's I don't you know the only might be some stuff in the front end we just need to check and make sure that it's still having able to switch between the two kinds of API calls, but I don't think it's going to be terrible to make sure that
I'm
that's
pretty
still
sure
working.
it still works for what it's worth, because I actually was using the old directory as I was developing stuff, because that's how my development environment is set up.
But you guys are talking about this mode where the broker mode is disabled, right?
Yeah, running 119 with
That I'm
the
slowly still derived
old
this.
directory and the synchronization and all that good stuff in Kafka.
No, but
Like
I mean,
running
like,
old.
because like there are two ways in, like, when we talk about migrating somebody to 119, we can migrate them with the traditional router, or we can migrate them in such a way that we try to introduce the broker, right? Basically,
Right.
this router disabled mode. For that mode, we need to have new directory API so that the broker can get to those, can use it.
We were talking about how likely it is that the current 119 code base can work with the old router. And
Oh,
I'm saying
yeah.
it probably it's probably fine, because
Sounds like it
we
will
were
work,
checking that along the way. We were expecting that we would be upgrading those customers. So.
Oh, yeah. I think that's probably just works. Yeah, agreed. But again, what's the benefit, right? I mean, they're not getting diesel, so like.
I guess it was just whether there was a fallback or a situation where it might be necessary. The other thing worth mentioning, I've been floating with people in steering and product teams on both CrossLink and Reshare that we have this need to rethink directory. Like right now we're sitting in a limbo where we've got this new directory for Trove that is nothing like the one we use in the US. It doesn't have a UX, and we don't really have a well-established model for access control or managing opening up the doors for people to manage some of this stuff locally. I don't think anyone wants us to really recreate the way that the old directory works, but we need something. And I think we could use SME and consortia lead input on how it should work, because at least I don't feel like I have a good handle on how the directory should work in practice going forward. So if we do have these parallel paths of the directory and the migration to 2.0, I think there's a good model for engaging, at least on the directory front, with the community. But we'll actually need to engage with both CrossLink and Reshare in some fashion. Hope that makes sense. In
I
some
think
ways,
that was,
yeah, sorry, go on.
I was just gonna say, I think that perfectly summed it up. There's like, just yesterday we were talking with Mark about the CrossLink directory situation, and I think that trying to do them like have them inform each other, like whatever we do for reshare should like also work for Crosslink or vice versa. So
And the thing is it also needs to work for Trove because the tiers and networks and stuff, if we're not going to keep that for the broader directory, we need some path for them to have equivalent functionality.
I don't see any reason not to have that for the broader system. For the I think those things potentially have value for other people, even if they don't use
Okay,
them.
so we are going to keep that. Okay.
They might, yes. Yeah, 100%.
Even if they don't declare like tiers or something, like they
They
should,
may just have one tier, but the ability to configure what services are there, and search for a given consortium still feels valuable. And even if there's just one tier and one network, I think the feature is still very useful.
So did I hear it right? We wanna we like option one is the winner.
Sounds like where we're leaning. Or I guess if option one is possible, then that would definitely be the way to go.
I think, yeah, I think, if we can hash out some of this like directory business that, like Seb was saying with the SMEs and Crosslink, like so that such that we could focus on that, that would be good. And I do, Seb, I want to sync up with you about the product team too, because I would be concerned if we start diving into all of this and they think that they're going to evaluate whether it's a good fit or not. Like that sounds tricky. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between somehow feeling like it's good if they say they are, but I just it doesn't really make sense to me to create that much of a gap between reality and external narrative for the for anyone. I mean, so the, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think we're quite over time. But I don't know if anyone has any lingering thoughts. I'm sad we didn't get to really hear from Ian about his opinion on these, so we might want to continue this conversation next week as well, or maybe have a one-off.
Did you get a readout from Ian about the Trove release? Or did I may have missed that.
He said that he's like setting it up. Like he has a few things that he needs to kind of sequence before he can totally kick the job off.
Okay.
So I'm gonna check in with him soon because he probably wants to start that relatively soon so that it finishes before they start their day. So, but yeah, it should be underway soon here.
One quick question. Like if we do, I think I heard us shuffling some things off some the set of Ilfronts back to Terra and looking at whether we could close some of the things that hadn't actually shown up for users. Do we have useful backlog for you guys, Jason and Kurt, or do we need to have a conversation about priorities? Because Jason, I didn't see a lot in yours.
Yeah, I would find it helpful to know what'd be best to work on next.
Yeah, okay.
It sounds like I should dust off the directory.
Jacob,
Yeah, that's what I think would be the top priority. That's why I'm a little bit concerned if we need to wait for. On the other hand, I think that's probably fine. Like, whatever input we're gonna get from the stakeholders, that's gonna be on the UX. I think that can wait. So, like, yeah, I mean, dust off the directory. Maybe the first step should be let's get it to the point where we can drive something like Trove with it. I don't know how far are we from that. Get Kurt involved so that Kurt can get to know the code base and get into Go. That's gonna take you a while, Kurt. And let's start rolling with this, right? I mean, I already have some stuff, Jason, for the directory that I started capturing, so I'll share that with you. Some extensions that kind of came up when we were discussing patron request API with the guys. By the guys, I mean Adam and Giannis, and they're already moving ahead with the patron request API. So I think that there's gonna be some interaction because they will need some values in the directory already. So like we need to extend the schemas and stuff like that. So I would very much like this to be a conversation. And then we
Where
can,
do
you
I
know,
have that
and then
conversation on Slack? Is there a channel for it?
yeah, I mean we can use one of the existing ones or we can create a new one. I don't know what makes sense. I don't know if the Trove Dev channel saw its end of life at this point. And we just shut it down, moved back to the Reshare Dev or use the Crosslink Dev.
That makes sense, I think.
Yeah.
Trove Dev is where the directory conversation started, though, I think.
Yeah, so I think that would make sense. And then, I mean, I would very much like that we get to the point where everybody can kind of work on both the directory and the broker, right? So
Yeah.
once
So
we
I should
dusted
also
off
start to learn
and
how to use the broker because I don't
yeah
really know that much about it.
yeah and when you are like Kurt gets a little bit of Go training also, then maybe we can start thinking about kind of shuffling those tasks a little bit, you know, between the two groups. So it's
Yeah,
not
that
like,
sounds good.
yeah.
yeah.
So I have some fundamental questions about the directory that I have to refresh myself on, but then I'd like to ask you. I'll post them somewhere.
Yeah,
But
and
yeah.
I would just say, Jason, that it would be really great if you could refresh yourself and ask those questions before Jakob goes on vacation starting next Wednesday, if possible.
Okay. So should I actually do that before I backport the ZFL stuff? Or I'll just try to backport that today, whatever. It's not going to take that long, I hope.
Yeah, it might be nice to finish that off and then move totally into the new headspace, but that's up to you, I guess.
Yeah.
And Mallory, remember that new ticket for Kurt, right? That came up today with this failure.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
Yeah.
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I would have time between the meetings and I did not. So I will do that. That is a good point. That's one thing that I would like, if you could look at it, that'd be
Yeah,
great.
definitely. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and maybe I haven't looked at this backlog very closely in a while, and I can try to clean it up, things that we either did or aren't going to do or whatever, and get this a little neater.
That might be nice. Are we good?
So, Ian, did you run the other batch of indexes for Minitex?
Ian had to drop for another meeting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just hope they didn't have to make the Minitex database bigger.
I'm not sure where that landed. I don't think I've seen a decision, but I could be wrong on that. Okay. Anything else or any questions or follow up on Slack or all
That
right.
sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks everyone.
Good one.
Bye.
Thanks, yeah.